Hello, my name is Hannah Schwartzman, and this is my second music appreciation podcast for Kohler High School. Today, I'm going to be talking about what applying to college and the whole process has been like for me as a senior during COVID. Personally, I feel like I had a lot of ambition junior year for college, and I was really excited about it, implying we were learning about it in class. I was really into it. And then COVID, hit second semester, and I just, started focusing on, trying to pass my classes, because that was what was most important to me at the time for college. And the online was a lot more difficult for me, and so I really had to, divert all my attention to doing that, and I kind of forgot about actually applying to college, because I was like, oh, I'll just do it my senior year. Well, then, senior year comes, and it's September, and I haven't even, looked at colleges yet, and school was still, virtual for me, half virtual, half in person. I ended up going all virtual. But so I was still, focusing on just passing my classes, that I really kept pushing that deadline of, applying and, doing my research back further and further, until it was around October, and I was like, shoot, I have not applied to any schools. And I didn't even know where I wanted to go or what I wanted to do. And I don't think that was the school's fault, because we did learn a lot junior year, and I did have some colleges in mind, but I never really, personally took the time to go and look for colleges. And I think that was on my own part. But then senior year, I saw the emails and the reminders and stuff. It was just a lot different when I was all virtual. I didn't really think about it as much. And then I signed up for a UW Green Bay class. And somehow, accidentally in the process, I applied to the school. And I got in. And I got an email. And I was like, oh, that was easy. And it really was. So then one day I was like, Mrs. Voice, I'd love to come, or I was like, Mrs. Voice, can I come in and just, try to apply to at least one school, during the time that I come in? And she was like, yeah, and I applied to Minnesota in, 44 minutes. I have my essay and everything ready, and I just uploaded it and paid the fee, and boom, it was in. And I didn't find out until, about a month ago that I actually got accepted, which I'm really happy. Both my parents went there, so I'm super excited. But it kind of made me realize that, I could have applied to a lot more schools, and probably had a better chance of, getting into some of those schools if I had taken the time to, been early, because I think that's really important. Colleges want to see that you have the ambition to go, so it's better to apply early, which, makes sense. I just lost track of time, as one could say. But I found out, now I'm trying to decide. I applied to one other school, University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. So I'm really I have until May to decide where I want to go forever, but I've, for college. But I've looked at apartments in Minnesota, and it's really expensive. So I've started working a lot to be able to pay for school, because I don't want to use too much of my parents' money for that. I want to be able to afford my own education. If I'm going, I should be paying for it. And so I'm working two jobs now. I know I don't need to, but it's just I am saving up, and it makes me feel more comfortable. But that is also taking time away for me from, one, doing my homework senior year, and really making sure I maintain my grades in my last year of high school, as well as I could be finishing my housing form and everything and accepting, but I just haven't yet, because I spend so much time working and just trying to get my homework done. Again, that's like not a school fault, that's a personal fault. I think the teachers at Kohler have been really nice this year and understanding that like motivation is just different this year. You know, people have different ideas of what they want to do. So I think all the teachers are really good in understanding that. But that doesn't, you know, when it comes to turning in assignments, like you still have to do it. And I think that's something I'm struggling with just a little bit. But I actually went to Madison a couple like weeks ago just to visit my friend. I just drove her back and she showed me around. And I stayed there the night in her dorm, and it was really cool, actually. And it was, like, my first, like, real college, like, I was a part of it and, like, seeing what it was like and stuff. Even during quarantine, it was still, like, I was like, wow, like, this is super independent and something that, like, I really, like, could see myself enjoying, like, being a part of. Because before, I wasn't really as interested in going to college. I was like, oh, I don't really want to do 4 more years of school. But I think if, you know, you can find something you're passionate about, something you enjoy doing, I think going to school is worth it, because not only, like, do you get to learn more specifically what you're interested in, but you also get to have way more, like, experiences with new people and stuff and just being a new, like, element. And I think that's really cool, and it made me more excited. That was also a big, like, factor in, like, me finishing my application, or, like, getting more motivated to do school, I guess, and just finishing out senior year the best I can. And, yeah, I think I'm excited to move on from high school, and I'm excited for the more, like, the responsibility that comes with being on your own and independent, and I hope that by going to Minnesota, that better prepares me for the future. And whatever I decide doing, I don't really know what I want to do yet. But it's nice that, like, I can, one, change my major, and two, like, I just have to get my gen eds my first year, so that's not something I'm too worried about. I hope that when I'm going in September, about 6 months from now, I know things won't be normal in the sense that, like, COVID will be gone and we'll all be, like, all together in big crowds and stuff like that. But I do hope that some sense of, like, stability appears, you know, because it does. I've, like, been talking to people that are in college and they're like, yeah, like, my stuff is all online. And Madison especially is, like, doing quarantine dorms, and a lot of students are having to, like, stay in hotels and not allowed to leave, which, like, given the circumstances of the pandemic, I understand, but that's not something, like, it makes college seem more like, why would I go if I'm not gonna be able to, you know, have those college experiences. So, like, system in place, something that's more safer and stable and all that stuff, because I would miss out on a lot of stuff if, you know, that social aspect was missing in college. I think that's pretty important, especially for, like, finding out what type of person you want to be, because I think that's, you know, at a pretty good time when you can, like, figure out, because you're on your own for the first time, and especially, like, being a part of such a small school and a small community, not, like, that it's a bad thing. I think there are really good parts of it, but you do sort of, like, form this, like, group mentality, and a lot of things, like, become similar between people. And then, so I think going to college for me will allow me to be, like, completely on my own, more independent, without the influence of, like, all the people from my childhood. 'Cause we did, like, I've been going to Kohler since sixth grade, so I know everyone, like, really well and stuff. And I will miss everyone, but I'm excited to go meet new people. So, yeah, I am sad that this is what my senior year looks like, but I'm glad that Kohler's doing, you know, their part in making it more safer for us to come back, so at least I can graduate with my friends. And I really hope that we continue to be smart and safe about it so that we can keep, you know, being here and learning, because it is a lot easier to be here. And I do want to finish out my senior year as good as I can. And I think as long as you're I'm optimistic, we're all optimistic about it and in a good mood, I think we'll be fine. So, yeah, that is the end of my podcast. Pause. Dine, force, think, do, force, dine, think, dine, force, think, do, force, dine, think, dine, force, think, do, force, dine, think, dine, force, think, do, force, dine.